the last few services, and you would not have needed to have been here in order to receive what God has for you today if you'll do what God wants you to do today. But the last few services, we've been talking about the Spirit and the Spirit's work in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit's work in our lives. And what the Spirit of God can do and the power of the Holy Ghost within us. Are we plugged in right now? Let's make sure we don't have any distractions here. Let's just stay plugged in. The Holy Ghost has been talking to us about what the Spirit does in our lives once we've been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because again, how many know it's more than just our ticket to heaven? Obviously, yes, we need the Holy Ghost to make it to heaven. And let me just say that this precious gift called the Holy Ghost, if you've never been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, you can be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost before you leave this place today. Let me be as bold as to say this. It is the will of God for you to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost before you leave this place today. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, it's your answer. I said, it's your answer. Why would you want to wait another week for the answer you could get right now? The fix for your problem, the answer to your dilemma, is to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because as we've been saying, the Spirit of God, in Him dwelleth everything we need. Oh, hallelujah. So but we understand that once we're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, yes, we are now, have been obedient to the Scripture, and we have been born again of the Spirit. And then we need to be born again of the water, which is baptism. And now we have the ability to make it into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. But we understand that it's more than just our ticket to heaven. We need to know is that the Bible says that God is Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And God does not change. He does not change. Therefore, whatever God has ever been, that means that's what He will for always be. Whatever attributes are found in Him at any point in time will be found in Him at all points in time. So when we find a characteristic of God, we can have trust and believe with an assurance that that same characteristic will be in Him for all time. For He does not change. I said that to say this. I want you to notice one of the very first characteristics of the Spirit of God that we find in Scripture. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God's about to do a miracle in this room. In the beginning, God. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved and upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. As you continue reading, you'll find that God, or what's referred to as the Spirit of God, He spoke. And when He spoke, He created land. And when He spoke, He created sky. And He created trees. And He created grass. And He created sun. And He created moons. And He created all type of animals. So what I want you to understand, what I want you to notice, is that the abiding, dwelling within the Spirit of God is all creative power. Somebody say creative power. Abiding in the Spirit of God is the power and the ability and the strength to create something out of nothing. I'm excited about that today, because when we are filled with the Spirit, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That lets me know that the same creative power that accompanied Him in Genesis now fills me, and it now fills you. When we're filled with the Spirit of God, we are filled with the same creative power power that was exemplified in the book of Genesis. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When somebody is filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, they have just allowed the one who can create something out of nothing into their lives. So yes, we need to be filled with the gift of the Spirit in order to go to heaven. But he's so much more than that. Because when the Spirit of God is within us, he can begin to create beauty where there was only death. And he can begin to create peace where there was only turmoil. And he can create joy where there was only tears. And he can create love where there was only hate. And he can create happiness where there is only hurt. Let me say it. I just felt to say it when I spoke about love. Let me tell you something. Let them do what they're going to do in North Carolina. Let the whites and the blacks fight and do all the stuff that they're going to do. And let all that racism happen. And let the white people hate the black people. And the black people hate the white people. But when you get the Spirit of God within you. Woo! When you get the Spirit of God within you, you take upon yourself a new nature. And he takes away hate and it gives you love. The world is going to do what the world is going to do, but that's why it's not supposed to be in the church. And thank God it's not in this church, because we understand the Spirit, the creative power of God came in and he brought in love where there was only hate. Out of what looks like a dead situation, that void where anything good is not going to happen, the Spirit of God can create something beautiful. The Spirit of God can create something wonderful. The Spirit of God can create something glorious in our lives. He's more than just a ticket to heaven. He is that which can create everything out of nothing. But I just don't know how it's going to work. I just don't know how he's going to do it. I just don't know how the change is going to come. I've thought about it every way, but what's the old saying? Every way but Sunday or something like that. Here it is on Sunday. And God's trying to tell you what to do. He's trying to help you understand what you can't figure out in yourself, what you can't create in yourself, what you can't fix in yourself. If you'll allow his creative power, if you'll allow his creative power to begin to flow like a wellspring. Come on, if you'll let it start flowing like a river of living water, he's going to begin to create something out of nothing. He's going to begin to make things new that were old. And my Bible says, all things are passed away. All things have become. The creative power of the Holy Ghost is within us when we are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, that's why in a sinful state and in a broken state, the psalmist David could cry out and say in Psalms 51 and verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He knew there was nothing in me that could make it happen. There was nothing in himself that can make his heart new. He needed creative power that was outside of himself. He needed a creative ability that was outside of his ability to come from somewhere into him. But he knew when that creative ability got inside of him, a heart that was broken could be made whole, and a heart that was sinful could be redeemed. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew in me. I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it on my own. But if I can get the Spirit of the living God on the inside of me, he can work like I can't. He can do what I can't. Somebody shout yes! Now here's what I feel to speak. Come on, let it out for just a moment. Let it out. Let a creative power begin to work. Let his creative power begin to work. You gotta understand, that's what he's talking about when he said, I can make a way where there seems to be no way. He said, you don't know where to go, but he said, I can create stuff that you haven't even seen. I can create doors that previously weren't even there, and I can make a way for you to travel a right road for you to go down that you didn't even know existed in your own abilities. You couldn't do it. But I can do if you'll let me. I can do if you'll loose me. I can do if you'll free me. I can do what you cannot do. In my flesh, I can do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Somebody shout amen. Now here's the point I feel to speak. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the what? By the Spirit. The English Standard Version says it like this: For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. Amen. Here we see the account of Jesus Christ after he was crucified. And the Bible lets us know that it was the Spirit of God that raised up the fleshly body of Jesus Christ from the dead. So that lets us know that not only does the Spirit of God within us have creative power, but it also has resurrecting power. Maybe even a little bit too much, or to the point that I feel to speak this last few words, is that not only resurrecting power, but it has miraculous in the flesh. It was the fleshly body of Jesus that the Spirit of God rose. Why? Because the presence of the living God within inside of me has miraculous. I told you the story, but several months ago I was preaching in Michigan. There was a gentleman there that, I told you this, but just let me tell you again. He had the terrible back problems and had it for years and years, to the point where there was nothing the doctors could do. They said there's no surgery that will fix it. There's no therapy that will fix it. There's nothing that's going to fix it. They said the best we can offer you is if you come in every few days, we'll give you morphine shots in your back. And that might take the edge off the pain a little bit. And that man showed up to the house of God on that Sunday. And just the night before, the day before, he had been to the hospital and he'd got the morphine shot. But The morphine shot didn't even touch the pain. And when he walked in, he was bent over. And he walked in, he could barely move. And he was a grown man. And he said, the pain is so bad that I just weep and I cry because of the pain is so intense. And that Sunday, the presence of Almighty God began to flow. And the Spirit of God began to fall in that place. And I watched that man as he walked through a prayer line. I watched him as he lifted up his hands. And God filled him with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, my friend, that's the greatest miracle that anybody could ever receive, is to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. But what that man experienced on that day is what I'm trying to preach to us about right now, is that when he received the Spirit, was he ready for heaven? Yes, but something came with it. Because dwelling in the Spirit that had just now filled him was the characteristic of the healer. And I watched that man as he's walking tentatively through that line, grimacing in pain. I watched him as the Holy Ghost hit him, and I watched the presence of God begin to speak through him in a tongue that he had never spoken before, and I watched him starting to go. And I watched him starting to go. And I watched his wife as she looked at him. Her eyes were as big around as saucers because he hadn't moved like that in years. He hadn't danced like that in years. He hadn't orchestrated his body in that way in years. And all of a sudden, I saw that man begin to spin. I saw him begin to dance. I saw him to begin to rejoice. What the doctors could not fix, what medicine could not fix, what surgery could not fix, when he got filled with the Spirit of the living God, he was filled with a miracle working God. All of who God is all of who he's gonna be when he fills us with the Spirit. Do you need him to move? Do you need him to work? Do you need him to heal you? Do you need him to do something on your behalf? I've been trying to tell you, you've got the miracle worker inside of you right now. You've got the way maker inside of you right now. You've got the heart mender inside of you. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Yeah, 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 yeah. So here's what I want you to do. No, no, no. Here's what the Spirit would want us to do. Here's what the Spirit would want us to do. This is what I felt so strongly. God is about to confirm. His word was signs following. He is about to prove. He's about to show. When you begin to stir up that gift within you, it stirs up miraculous power. It stirs up miraculous authority. It stirs up his supernatural ability to do what we cannot do. But you've got to tap in to the Spirit. You've got to let loose the Spirit. It's got to be a well springing up into everlasting life. I'm not talking about coming down here and just lifting your hands and saying, I want a miracle, Jesus. I'm not talking about coming down here and just talking in tongues while you're thinking about where you're going to eat lunch. I'm not talking about coming down here and going through the motions. I'm not talking about coming down here and figuring out and thinking about what everybody's going to think of you if you do this or if you pray that way or if you worship that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that will allow the Spirit of God to begin to flow through them like a river, like a mighty river. I'm talking about somebody that will just allow the presence of God to hit you, and you don't care what it sounds like, and you don't care what it looks like, and you don't care what anybody thinks. You're going to allow the Spirit of God to begin to flow, because what I promise you in the Holy Ghost is that somebody in this place is going to receive a miracle. Somebody in this house is going to receive the miraculous touch of the Holy Ghost, not because of anything Pastor Anthony did, but because you let the Spirit of God, who has the attribute of being a healer, you let him loose. You allowed him to work. You tapped in to his miraculous abilities. So right now, I want everybody all across this room that wants to. I can't force anybody to do anything, but I want you to lift your hands where you are, where you are. I want you to lift your hands. And the moment there is something within you that says, I don't care about anything, I don't care about anybody, the only thing I care about right now is tapping into the presence of Almighty God. I don't care what time it is. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what it's going to look like. I don't care what's going on after church. I don't care about what's going on at school. I don't care what's going on at work. I don't care. I don't care. The only thing that I have in my mind right now is I am going to tap into the presence of Almighty God. The moment you have that understanding, the moment that becomes the way you feel, I want you to step out of your pew. I want you to make your way to this altar as close as you can get. I want you to throw your hands up, and I want you to cry out to God. I want you to let the Spirit flow. Let the Spirit flow. Let the Spirit flow. Come on, you might talk in English a little bit. You might talk in English for a little while. But I want you to transition beyond that. And I want you to let the Spirit begin to speak through you. Let the Spirit speak. Let the Spirit work. Let the Spirit work. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can receive the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let him work. Let him work. Let him work. Let him work through you. Let him work in you. Let him work to you. Come on, let him fight for you. Let him fight for you. Let him war on your behalf. Let him speak. Let it flow like a river. Let it flow like a river.